KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins, and this is Ragtime America.
KGNU is honored to invite you to our Media Gardens Listening Station, part of the Arts and Society 48 Hours exhibition.
The Listening Station features radio productions created by youth who have participated in the Media Gardens program and an artistic media garden created by artist Omar Fuentes San Gabriel using repurposed non-working audio gear found at KGNU studios, designed to express the blossoming of youth's voices and empowerment.
The Arts and Society exhibit is on view from August 10th through September 9th at the Redline Contemporary Arts Center at 2350 Arapahoe Street in Denver. The exhibit is free and open to the public.
To Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight we are into part two of a four-part series, which we began last week, called Food Rags. An amazing number of ragtime compositions have been discovered that have the names of food or food products in the title. Sometimes I wonder if they were just looking for a name and happened to be eating something while they were trying to think of what they wanted to call it. But still, they're there, and so it makes for an interesting program. So we've got 15 of them lined up. We'll try to get through all 15 tonight. We'll start with, first of all, I will say that this section, part two, is a continuation of part one in that it is all ingredients that you would find in be able to use in various food concoctions. So having said that, let's just jump right into it. And first on the list is pumpkins. And in 1908, Ed Kuhn wrote a piece called Some Pumpkins. And we have it on an ancient piece of vinyl tonight as played by the Etc. String Band.
Thank you.
The Etc. String Band has brought us Some Pumpkins from 1908. 2 years later, George L. Cobb wrote a piece called Canned Corn Rag. A lot of us, I think, have in our lifetimes opened up a can of corn to add to a casserole that we're making. So here is Canned Corn Rag, and to play it is George Foley. Well, I can't get the turntable to work, so we'll move on and come back to that later. Let's move on to a piece written in 1906 called Sweet Potatoes, and written by Justin Ringelben. I don't know anything about that name. Played by Tom Breyer on a synthesizer tonight. And I should tell you that this particular album, the first six tracks on it, or the first eight tracks on it, are played nonstop, and no space in between. So in order to pick a track out of the middle of that, it starts with a bang and it gets cut off very sharply. So here is Tom Breyer on the synthesizer with Sweet Potatoes. Thank you. Well, as I said, it would stop suddenly, and it certainly did. Tom Breyer on the synthesizer and Sweet Potatoes from 1906. Well, I've moved that vinyl record over to a different turntable. We're only getting one channel, but at least I think it will work. So let's go back to the George L. Cobb composition, Canned Corn Rag, and here is George Foley. Well, we made it. Canned Corn Rag, as played by George Foley. Okay, we've already had Sweet Potatoes. Let's try mashed potatoes. Boy, my wife makes great mashed potatoes. I love them. A tune written by Calvin Lee Woolsey in 1911. Dr. Calvin E. Woolsey, he was a medic. Mashed Potatoes, and performed for us tonight by David Thomas Roberts.
Thank you. This program is supported by you, the KGNU listener members, and by Boulder Food Rescue, a local nonprofit organization whose goal is to create a more just and less wasteful food system. They facilitate the sustainable redistribution of healthy food to agencies who serve homeless and low-income individuals. Their sixth annual fundraiser takes place on Friday, September 14th from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Jewish Community Center. Tickets and more information can be found at boulderfoodrescue.org.
Well, a very appropriate underwriting message since we're doing food rags tonight, just by happenstance. That was mashed potatoes we heard just before that announcement. And we're going to move on now to asparagus. And in 1974, a Danish performer and composer named Steen Christensen wrote a piece called Asparagus Rag. And I can't imagine that this describes a stalk of asparagus, so it must have just been a title that popped into his head. Anyway, let's listen to Steen as he brings us that. Steen Christensen and the Asparagus Rag. The picture of him on the cover of this LP shows him, he looks more like a stevedore than he does a musician, but isn't that a nice soft piece there for Asparagus Rag? Let's turn now to Homer Denny, who worked on a steamship a lot and played on the... Oh, dear. The musical instrument on the steamship. It'll come to me later. Anyway, he wrote a piece in 1908 called Hot Cabbage. And here is John Hancock. Out with a flash. John Hancock has brought us Hot Cabbage from 1908. Well, let's season our food just a little bit here. How about red pepper? Henry Lodge wrote a piece in 1910 called Red Pepper, a Spicy Rag. And to perform it, is a group from Seattle called the Evergreen Ragtime Trio. Actually, I thought of that piece on the steamboat, that musical instrument on the steamboat. It's a calliope, and that's what Homer Denny played for his daily bread. Let's move on now to the Evergreen Ragtime Trio. Thank you. Evergreen Ragtime Trio, featuring Dan Grinstead on piano, Jeff Weistman on banjo, Tom Jacobus on tuba, and a guest artist, Pete Devine, on percussion. That was Red Pepper by Henry Lodge. Let's turn now to a similar named piece, Paprika, Hot Stuff, as played by Nora Hulse. But that will be coming up right after this message.
Time is running out to reserve your seat to KGNU's 40th anniversary celebration, Making Waves, with guest speakers Amy Goodman of Democracy Now! And Jim Hightower of the Hightower Lowdown on Saturday, September 15th in Boulder. Your last day to reserve your tickets is September 9th. Tickets and more information available at kgnu.org.
We're all in this together, folks. Keep independent media talking. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks so much for joining us.
Nora Hulse has brought us Paprika, Hot Stuff, from 1909. Well, what can we add some peanut butter to make it taste a little better? Well, a lot of things. Peanut butter sells and sells and sells. Here's the Peanut Butter Rag, written by Gary Smart and played by Gary Smart. At the time this LP was released, Gary was on the music faculty at the University of Wyoming in Laramie.
Thank you.
Well, a rather modern sounding rag, Peanut Butter Rag, written and played by Gary Smart from 1988 on that. All right, well, how about some dill pickles to add a little zest to things? Charles L. Johnson wrote this piece in 1906. It became a great hit. It's still very popular today. Here it's played by the River Raisin Ragtime Review. River Raisin Ragtime Review from upstate Michigan and Dill Pickles by Charles L. Johnson. Well, this next artist and composer, Sue Keller, has been around for quite a while. She's recorded several CDs, and for a while she served as the musical director for the Scott Joplin Ragtime Festival in Missouri. She now lives on the East Coast, I think actually out near Cape Cod, but I'm not sure about that, but it's somewhere around there. In 1983, she wrote a piece that probably belongs on the East Coast somewhere. It's called Cranberry Stomp, and we certainly do use cranberries as a garnish for a lot of foods, especially turkey around Thanksgiving time. So here is Sue Keller with her own piece, Cranberry Stomp.
Thank you.
Sue Keller and her composition Cranberry Stomp from 1983. Well, here's something that you don't find added to foods very often, wild cherries. Yes, regular cherries, candied cherries, maraschino cherries, but not wild cherries. Anyway, that's what we have, written by Ted Snyder in 1908. And our artist this evening is a banjo player, a four-string banjo. His name is Leroy Larson. Solo on a four-string banjo there. Leroy Larson is his name, and Wild Cherries by Ted Snyder. All right, well, how about something sweet? How about fudge? How about double fudge? Joe Jordan wrote a piece in 1902 called Double Fudge. He incorporated it into a musical that he produced on Broadway. Later on in his career, but he recorded it initially as a, or wrote it initially as a piano rag, but it's going to be played by an orchestra tonight, a smaller version of the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Thank you. Double Fudge by Joe Jordan. That was the Paragon Ragtime Orchestra. Well, moving on, we come to gravy. My goodness, can make good gravy out of a lot of different things. Harry Belding, in 1913, made it into a good piano rag. It's called the Good Gravy Rag. But once again, we have an orchestral version. This time, it's the New Columbian Brass Band. Columbian Brass Band and Good Gravy Rag from 1913 by Harry Belding. Well, I would think some of that gravy might be able to be made by utilizing some ham bones. And here we get John Hancock back again to play yet another piece by Homer Denny, this one called Ham Bones. And let's get John back at his piano. Thank you. Ham bones. Homer Denny there with ham bones. Okay, well, we've come to the end here. We've got one more piece, and that'll be the one that we use to take us out this evening. This is Jack Rummel saying thanks very much for joining us on Ragtime America as we've done part two of Food Rags. We'll have part three next week. In the meanwhile, here is a piece by Egbert Van Alstine from 1914. It's called Cheese and Crackers, and Dick Zimmerman is going to pump a player piano here to take us out. Time is exactly 9 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Swing Shift.
Kiss goodnight. Is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. A kiss goodnight with a hug real tight is nothing short of bliss, and a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss. It's an old custom for a boy and a girl to embrace in some secluded place. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. So it just ain't right to kiss goodnight and stop at 3 or 4, 'cause a kiss goodnight leads to a dozen or more. Secluded place. face. Little Mr. Cupid never could be quite so stupid as to do a turnabout face. A kiss goodnight is all right, but remember this, that a kiss goodnight leads to another kiss.